Be a fan of the Commish on Facebook at facebook.com/fairandjust.
Welcome in again to the Commish's Inbox podcast, and that's where I read your questions that you have posed to me, either through email at commish@620wdae.com, facebook.com/fairandjust, or through Twitter. You can tweet at me, at commish620wdae, and definitely follow me on Twitter and Facebook for constant NFL draft updates. Let's go ahead and get right to the emails that have come in, and we'll start with the first one now.
You've got mail.
Justin, do you agree, disagree with what Matt Millen said, that the interview process at the Combine is pointless because it's so short and teams should, if not, have already done their homework? I've always been under the impression that's why the Combine was so important, because you get to meet these kids and ask them questions and answers and get answers and rattle them a bit. Well, thank you very much for the email. First off, you got to look at Matt Millen's track record, which was not very good with the Detroit Lions. I view the Combine interview process as maybe the most important part of the process. You know, I think fans like the whole running on the field, the 40, the bench, going through drills in the field. But when it comes down to it, to me, the most important part would be sitting down and really getting to know the type of person you're going to draft, and not just bring on to your team, but bring into your city. And you want to make sure it's a guy that you can trust. You want to make sure it's a guy who has a good work ethic. You want to have make sure it's a player who's got a good head on his shoulders and is smart enough to learn your offense or your defense. I don't think you can do all that in 15 minutes, but you can start to get a feel for a player. And remember, these teams can also meet with players at the Senior Bowl, at other All-Star games in college football, and also here at the Combine. And then, of course, they can bring them in for visits to their facility as well. So just because it's only 15 minutes at the Combine, that's only just part of the process. They could either just be starting to learn and get to know a player, or maybe they already know a lot about the player and they're just trying to get a little more information at the Combine. So I think Matt Millen is completely wrong on this one. And, well, it's not the first time he's been wrong about the NFL draft.
You've got mail.
Justin, do you think the Panthers go after a decent quarterback in the draft? They do have a defensive coach, of course, that being Ron Rivera. I think they maybe just find a veteran quarterback and try and work with Clawson. Got to find one, though. Every other team in the division is straight. Damn straight they're straight. I mean, with the Bucs and Josh Freeman, Drew Brees and the Saints, and Matt Ryan with the Falcons, the NFC South is stacked with quarterbacks. And one thing that Carolina hated was seeing Andrew Luck decide that he was going to go back to Stanford for another year. Andrew Luck would have been the number one pick, would have probably made the NFC South the toughest division in the NFL, at least according to the quarterback position. The Panthers, do they need, will they go after a quarterback? You know, my gut says no. I know Gil Brandt said he'd be shocked if Cam Newton didn't go number one overall. Nothing in the draft would surprise me all that much. If Cam Newton did go number one overall to the Carolina Panthers, wouldn't surprise me. You know, Carolina doesn't have a second round pick, so they got to make the most of their first pick, and I just have a funny feeling with a defensive-minded coach coming in that Carolina is going to look to the defensive side of the ball. One name to keep an eye on, two names to keep an eye on, and these are guys that we're going to talk about with the Combine and defensive linemen coming in, is a lot of fingers have been pointed at Nick Fairley, and I have Nick Fairley going number one in my first mock draft. This could change because this news just came out. The Carolina Panthers had their franchise tag, and they had the choice of three players to franchise and be willing to fork out money and keep on their team. And that was Ryan Khalil, their center out of USC, who's been very good. Also D'Angelo Williams, their running back, and defensive end Charles Johnson, who had 12 sacks last year. And they decided that they were going to franchise tag their center, Ryan Khalil, which means that D'Angelo Williams and Charles Johnson could move on if the Panthers don't and can't come up with a new contract. And even if they allow them to go out and test free agency, knowing the Panthers' past, they just haven't been willing to spend all that much money as of late. So if Charles Johnson leaves, that's 12 sacks out the door. They already lost Julius Peppers. You have to wonder if all of a sudden there's more and more buzz surrounding Daquan Bowers or Robert Quinn. And once again, I continue to say this. I think Bowers and Quinn are right there neck and neck. The combine could help Quinn out a lot more than Bowers. We'll talk about that in our combine preview for the defensive ends. But I do see the Panthers going defense with that first pick. It wouldn't shock me if they did go with Cam Newton or something to energize that city, that organization. But right now, I think defensive end, Bowers or Quinn to fill in for Charles Johnson if they do envision Charles Johnson to leave. No second round pick. So you ask if they're going to go out and get a good quarterback. Boy, you wait until the third round to get a good quarterback. I don't see that happening, especially after you drafted Jimmy Clausen last year. I think they stick with Clausen and, like you said, go out and get a veteran to come in and compete with him for the starting job.
You've got mail.
All right, final email coming in, and that is, do you think, Justin, the Bucs are high enough on Larry Asante and Cody Grimm that they stay away from safety in the draft? Really like Ahmad Black. Yes, I'm a Noles fan. Think he could fall a bit because he doesn't have that NFL size and strength. I like Ahmad Black too. And, you know, when you start to think about the middle rounds for the Buccaneers, that's when I start to see the Buccaneers looking at maybe speed on offense. You saw my article here at joebucksfan.com the other day about needs for the Bucs. I wanted to go a little different. I didn't want to just throw positions out there. I think so many people just say defensive end, linebacker, they need this, they need a running back. Well, no, they need particular things. They don't just need a defensive end. They need a defensive end that's going to get pressure on the quarterback. They don't need Kyle Moore again. They got Kyle Moore. Kyle Moore's a left defensive end, can hold his own, holds up in the run game, but is not a pass rusher. They need somebody that's attacking the quarterback. Along those lines, they need speed on offense. They need speed at running back. They need speed at wide receiver. They need depth at the tight end position. I think in the defensive secondary, I think they could use another safety coming in. We don't know what's going to happen with Tanard Jackson. Cody Grimm was fantastic, and you know he ended up getting injured last year. Larry Asante came in late. He didn't even really know the defense. They just needed to put some bodies back there at the safety position. So it wouldn't shock me if the Buccaneers did go with a safety. I don't really like the safety class all that much this year. There are a couple of names, and Ahmad Black being one of those names that kind of stands out as a middle-round pick. So if the Buccaneers are looking at a Quentin Carter out of Oklahoma or Ahmad Black, I don't know if I'd reach on those guys in the second round, but I would, you know, if the Buccaneers are sitting there in the third or fourth round and they need a safety to come in and at least compete. Ahmad Black, since he is so small, that he's already gained comparisons to Bob Sanders. Bob Sanders is great at his size. Ahmad Black could be great at his size too, but you always have to question injury, especially a safety that is going to come up, stick his nose in against the run at that size. Injuries are bound to happen. So that's the only worry I would have with Ahmad Black. But if they got him in the third or fourth round, I don't think I could complain too much about it. That's going to do it for the Commission's inbox today. Remember, you can submit questions to me. Email commission620wdae.com, facebook.com/fairandjust, or twitter.com/commission620wdae. Remember to keep coming back for your best NFL draft coverage right here at joebucksfan.com.